This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side.
Boom.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process, being part of the solution. Get involved, get engaged, pay attention. I mean that sincerely. The only way we win is if you have a clue. The only way we win is if you know what you're talking about when you're out there fighting with other, well, not fighting, discussing with other people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com. If you want to give me an email, just simply joe@therealside.com. Okay. Man, I got so much to get. I know, this just in. Did you know that Tulsi Gabbard, she is a Russian spy? We just found that out. Well, actually, we found that out a while back. Yeah, Hillary told us. So we know because she told us. This is sad, isn't it? If you're not exactly in line with what they want, they turn on their arm. Remember how they went after Bernie Sanders? Well, right now they're not worried about Bernie. I think they're not really even worried about Joe Biden making it through. You know, they're trying to warm up Hillary just in case. This stuff is just nuts, the way they do this. Right? And again, with Tulsi. Tulsi, yeah, that poor... You know, whether you like her or you don't like her, don't you find it interesting that all of a sudden, because she's making sense or she's saying things that are more centrist to what the left is saying, she has to be a Russian spy? Is that how it works? Remember, Russia was not a problem. Ask Obama. Remember, why were we even talking about it? He wanted to know. Because they weren't a problem. And Joe said China wasn't a problem. So we're good. Right? Think about this. The Democrats say Russia and China are not a problem. However, Ukraine, my God, end of the world. They cannot, Donald Trump cannot find out anything from the corruption that's going on in Ukraine. Otherwise, you're going to have Hillary Clinton and a few others like her, Obama, Biden, all of them are going to be in a chopping block. All of them. Really, I mean, there are some people, yeah, you guys get over yourselves. There are some people in that party, good people. They just want the right thing, good people. There are others in that party, and nothing but communists. Seriously, they've skipped right over socialists and jumped into communism. Look at Beto O'Rourke. Everything with him, every single thing with him, is no, right? If you don't, or yes, I should say, right? If he doesn't like the kind of gun you have, will he come get it? He said it, his words, yes. Right? If you're a church, a Christian church, he didn't say he'd do it to a mosque. If you're a Christian church and you refuse to do same-sex marriage, you're going to lose your 501c3 status. Period. Although I'm one of those guys that really don't believe that the churches should have that. If they're truly reliant on God, if they're truly reliant on making things happen, then, hey, you don't need that. You don't need the exempt status. Your people should take care of you. Your people should be doing the right thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then Clinton, oh, State Department's starting to find some stuff on Clinton. They're not going to like it. Report on Clinton's email sees that there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of violations. Apparently, nobody gave that to Comey or something. I don't know. Nobody let him know what was going on. Hundreds of violations, and not a couple of people, dozens of people at fault. Dozens of people knew what was going on. It's amazing, isn't it? No, seriously, just amazing that they've been allowed to get away with. Well, it's not surprising. It's amazing they've gotten away with it for so long, but it isn't surprising. God bless. And they call us the corrupt ones. Look at what they've been doing. Look at what they stand for. And Nancy Pelosi, right now, you know, if you don't think the press is on the side of the Democrats, I don't know what you're smoking, but I want some, because that's a whole different world there. But really, sincerely, if you can't see what these people are doing for the Democrats, what the press is doing for the Democrats, then I don't know what's going to make you see anything. You know that picture of Pelosi pointing at the president, wagging her finger like a nasty old English teacher. Right? This is heroic. A woman taking on a room of men. This is just heroic. And the way she took on the president and put him in his place, just heroic. Anyone remember that picture of Jan Brewer, right? Governor Jan Brewer? When she had her finger in Obama's face? Oh, that was a racist gesture. That was disrespectful to the president. Disrespectful to the office. How could anybody do that? Oh, my God, I can't believe. She needs to apologize. Dem double standard. Remember? Pelosi, did you guys know that Pelosi has a 40% approval rating among her own people? I mean, think of, my God. The president's doing better than her. From the American people. He's got a better approval rating. If you really want to go by the numbers, Pelosi, maybe you need to step aside, right? Remember all the hoopla when that reporter was yelling at Obama? The reporter was called a racist. I think it was removed. I think they were removed from the room. I don't remember. But I do remember they were called racist. They were called disrespectful. How could you do that when the president's talking? And yet, yeah, go ahead. You know. I don't have to tell you, right? And yet, you have people yelling at Trump. Not people. I'm sorry. Reporters. Yelling. Not stopping when they're told to stop. Asking questions that have nothing to do with the situation. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stacey Schwimp is going to join me. We'll talk about how Child Protective Services in his state did not protect his child. We'll talk about that more when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Make Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. God bless. Thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, whether you know on the air, in the chat room, sending me messages. I honestly do truly thank you for the time that you're spending with us and paying attention and writing me emails. Now, my next guest, I've had him on before, and you know, I met him years ago. He's been on the show from time to time. But he had something come up in his life a few years back. And I know many men go through this. And I know, you know, remember, it's equality for all. You hear people screaming that everybody should have equal rights. And it's not so. Don't be lulled into a false sense of security. When it comes to children, when it comes to couples, you know, parents, mommy, in most cases, always gets the upper hand. And it shouldn't be. There are great dads out there. There are great, loving, caring dads. And you know what? And like there are great, loving, caring moms, there are also moms that don't care, that don't take care of the kids, that don't step up. There are dads that don't step up, don't take care of their kids. So the equality is that we're all human, and we all have the ability to love or hate and do or not do. And women, sorry ladies, you should not be given the upper hand just because. And this man knows it. He's been through a heck of a story. Stacey Schwimm joins me. He's an executive leader, an organizer, consultant with over 10 years of political activism on local, state, and national levels. And I've appreciated his friendship over the years and what he does in his community and for the people in his community. Stacey, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thank you for having me. And most of all, thank you for helping give my son and really all children a voice against the intrusion of big government.
Yeah, you know what? We can fight government. You can't fight it just being boisterous and nasty and loud. You have to fight them on their turf, and you can win. Sometimes it takes longer than you want it to, but you can win. So, Stacey, first of all, some people tuning in for the first time, tell them shortly what your plight was, what you went through, and then we're going to talk about how you keep pushing through now.
Absolutely, what I'm still going through. So a quick chronology is, in 2017, my son, in August of 2017, because he kept coming to me smelling like marijuana, I took him to what's called a laboratory to have a hair follicle environmental exposure test given to him. As I was told about this test by a friend of mine who at the time was a state leader in Michigan. And so my son took the test at a lab where they collected the hair. They sent it in to a Quest lab, and it came back, unfortunately, positive for cocaine and marijuana. That was towards the end of August and in 2017. Well, I called CPS because I thought, hey, that's what I'm supposed to do, right? That's what they're there for, to protect kids, right? So I called CPS, and I called the police, and I filed an emergency motion for removal of my son from his mother, and much to my shock, the court rejected it. There was a judge at the time. Her name was F.K. Beam, K-A-Y, F.K. Beam, and she ruled that my son being exposed to cocaine and marijuana was not imminently harmful or dangerous to him. And she said, well, you know, CPS opened up a case. They'll let us know whether that's dangerous. I'm like, excuse me? CPS needs to tell you whether or not cocaine or marijuana is dangerous to my kid, who at the time wasn't even a year and a half? Okay. So, and the judge had a copy of the judge had a copy of the drug test results, but she said, so what? It's not dangerous. And so fast forward. About 30 days later, after not being able to get any response from CPS, or not, the police department wasn't doing anything, well, out of nowhere, CPS texts me. And the CPS worker, Kelsey Cross, here in Michigan, Flint, Michigan, texts me about 1:30 and says, hey, Mr. Swart, we're about to have a hearing to remove your son from your home here, you know, shortly, in 30 minutes or so.
Whoa.
I couldn't believe it. I rushed. Oh, yeah, that's exactly how that happened, you know. Yeah, out of nowhere. And mind you, the last time I did hear from her, she said, oh, Mr. Swart, I don't have any problems with you. I'm not concerned about you. They never even asked me to sign a safety plan indicating that I would do drugs around my son. I mean, so this was totally off guard for me.
Wow.
At the hearing, I rushed down there to get to the hearing. Next thing I know, that the mother, that, you know, the court painted me out to be Jack the Ripper. I was stalking the mother. I was...
What? Did I lose you? Come back. Yep, I guess I did. Well, we'll get him back in a second, right? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. See, just when it was getting good, look what happens, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. And, yeah, oh, here he comes. Okay, cool. You're back with us. Are you back with us?
Yes, I am. I don't know what happened. I apologize.
Me neither. All right. But here's the deal.
Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you. Getting yeah. Let me kick back a little bit here. All right. So you you get the notice for court. You've got to be there in 30 minutes. You're scheduling a hearing, and go from there.
All right. So long story short, they took my son from me. I had never tested positive for cocaine and marijuana. They knew that because I had voluntarily submitted myself to the same hair follicle test my son took. I paid hundreds of dollars to do that. So they knew I wasn't a drug user. They knew I had been exposed to drugs, but they were enabling and protecting the person who was testing positive for drugs, which was my son's mother. And you're going to love this. At the hearing, we found out that she had just applied for a medical marijuana card after they found out that she was smoking weed.
And, right. and the judge knew all this, and she's sitting there listening to all this evidence, or listening to the story or the facts in the situation.
Right.
So she knows now that your son has tested positive when it comes to being around these kind of drugs. His mother is sitting there. She has been smoking marijuana around him. She has a medical marijuana card. This is all fine and normal and happy, right?
Oh, there's more. And her boyfriend was fresh out of prison for cocaine distribution.
Oh, God.
So the only person in the equation who had a history of cocaine was the son's, my son's mother's boyfriend. But the court said, so what? That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be sitting there going on your mind. Now, listen, I don't care whether you have $1 million or $100 in the bank. You had to get an attorney. Well, you hear that. We believe in capitalism here, so we're going to go for a quick break. We come back. I want to know how you start moving into this. How do you start fighting it? How do you start pushing back from this episode of The Twilight Zone? Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Stacey Swift. We're talking about his encounter with the Child Non-Protective Services where he's at. Joe Mazzini, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back at criticism that his Syrian withdrawal is damaging U.S. credibility, betraying Kurdish allies and opening the door for a possible resurgence of the Islamic State. He also touted a ceasefire agreement that seemed at risk as Turkey and Kurdish fighters differed over what it required and whether combat was actually halted.
I just spoke to President Erdogan, Turkey. We're doing very, very well with Turkey. There's a ceasefire. There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause. We have ISIS totally under guard.
The president called his Syria approach, quote, a little bit unconventional. The president contended that the Turkish president, as well as the Syrian Kurdish fighters the Turks are battling, all agree that the U.S. brokered ceasefire was the right step and we're currently complying with it. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just get right back to it, because I want you to hear as much of this story as you can hear. Stacey and I go back a few years, but even when he started to have this issue with his son, and I heard about what was going on, and I saw what was right, I said, you know what, we've got to do something to try to get this message out, because he's not the only one. There's a lot of you guys out there trying to do what's right by your kids. You know, as men, society's been telling you for, well, decades, but really for the last 10 years, that you don't count, that you don't matter. You shouldn't have a say in your kid's life. You should be able to pay alimony. You should be able to pay child support. You should be able to pay for all the toys, but you shouldn't really be involved and engaged. Well, some people are smarter than that, and they know better, and they know that they're needed. Stacey Shrimp, he's an executive leader and organizational consultant with over 10 years of political activism on local, state, and national levels. He's also a former spokesman for the National Coalition of Black Pastors and Christian Leaders. Stacey, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you. You nailed it. I realize now that I'm not just fighting. Yes, I'm fighting first and foremost for my son, Christian, and I. But you know what? The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And so God delivered me out of the clutches of this wickedness of CPS. And it was really an incestuous relationship between CPS, Family Court, and even the police department. And friends, they thought they could break me. They thought they could intimidate me. They thought they could scare me. But I'm here to tell you that they ran up on the wrong day. Okay, they underestimated, first and foremost, my love for God. And most of all, they underestimated my love for my son. Those people had me going down to DHS for 11 months of supervised visits as though I were a drug user, though I never failed a drug test. They wow. thought they could discourage me. Listen, they thought they could discourage me, break me down, make me take some sort of settlement, you know. But I'm telling you something, even though I was only getting an hour here and an hour there, I showed up. Every time it was time to see him, I showed up. Even though the mother on several occasions refused to bring them. I kept showing up, and I kept pushing them. You guys need a drug test my son again. I'm telling you, I don't do drugs. You're wrong. What you're doing is wrong. And after 11 months, Judge F.K. Beam finally relented and ordered that my son should be tested for cocaine and marijuana again. And guess what? He tested positive again for cocaine and marijuana exposure. So now what? I tell you what, they started backpedaling and reeling and running for the field is what they did. Okay? Yeah. And they dropped the CPS case against me in August of 2018. And then, you know, love this, folks, the same CPS then went and filed a petition to remove my son from his mother, and the same referee, and that's the same prosecutor that was representing CPS and all their lies against me, all of a sudden now was on my side and trying to remove my son from his mother. Wow. and the same referee who approved this false petition against me dismissed it and would not allow the petition against the mother. And all of a sudden, even though they had just got through making me go to supervised visits for 11 months, even though I never failed a drug test, all of a sudden the same court now said, well, that's not child abuse neglect, even if she is exposing him to cocaine and marijuana. That's not child abuse and neglect. But even the prosecutor said, wait a minute, that's not what you said when you thought it was Mr. Swift. Well, I mean, all of a sudden the referee says, well, you know what, he seems to be meeting all of his developmental milestones. He's not injured, so it's not child abuse and neglect because you can't prove how exposure to marijuana and cocaine has affected him. Folks, what this lady was saying, I'm not going to use the word lady. I want to say what this judge was saying, what this referee was saying, because she's not a lady. She was saying, until he gets brain damage, respiratory issues, developmental delays, until you can bring him in this courtroom or evidence that he's suffering, we're not going to do anything about it now that we know it's the mother.
Wow.
We'd rather protect the mother and expose the child to abuse now that we know it's the mother. And then the prosecutor appealed to the judge, FKB, and she denied their appeal, saying the same thing. You know what? That's not child abuse and neglect. So fast forward. Now we're here in 2018. Since 2017, my son is now tested positive for cocaine and marijuana exposure 6 times now, folks. 6 times. And the courts keep denying me of custody of my child because they just don't want to do the right thing. But I'm telling you something, I'm not going to quit. And next Tuesday, folks, I'm hosting a press conference right here in Flint, Michigan, right in front of the courthouse in Flint, Michigan, to call on the resignation of these radical, demonic activist judges. We're going to file complaints with the Judiciary Tenure Commission. We're going to be active, and as Frederick Douglass once said, we're going to resist, and then to add injury to insult. Folks, my son's mother got this boyfriend that beats her up, right? That hits on her. And she called me up on July the 2nd. And she was after texting me all morning long. You know, you won't believe what's happening. I can't believe this. So she texted me this. And then she called me. I recorded it, folks, because she lies all the time. She tells me one thing, then she would claim she never told me. I needed some kind of proof. Even though I wasn't sure quite yet what she was going to say, I recorded it because I was thinking she was getting ready to tell me something happened to my child. Folks, when she called me up, she's crying, she's irate. She's telling me how her boyfriend came to her home unauthorized, hit on her. She's, oh, my God, he hit me so hard, beat up their 17-year-old son that they have in common. Well, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, oh, my God. Well, my son had been, this is July of 2019. My son started telling me in May of 20, excuse me, this is July of 2019. My son started telling me in May of 2019 that his mother's boyfriend was beating her up. And now this. Well, I want you to know I went in front of the judge. I went in front of the judge at the time with an attorney just 2 months ago, 60 days ago. We told the judge that we had a recording. We had proof of domestic violence in my son's environment at his mother's house. Do you know the judge said, oh, so she called him and he recorded it. And she refused to allow us to play the recording, and she and then she adjourned it. And that was actually 60 days ago. And so basically what the judge did was she gave my son's mother's boyfriend license to beat her up and beat my son up.
Wow. Well, there's nothing you can say here. I mean, you've got a judge looking at what's going on. Now, when it was you, you didn't put a hand on her or him. There was no semblance of violence. There was no reports of violence by you. And yet you had to have supervised visits.
That's right.
My God.
That's right. Oh, yeah. And it's unbelievable. It was the most humiliating, degrading thing I had ever been through in my life. It was worse. It was crazy. But I'll tell you what. My son was worth every second I had to fight for him. And folks say, well, how'd you do it? One was faith. I needed faith. Two, I had a great support system. I had a great support system. My God, Sister Priscilla, you know, that's my good friends. And, you know, people like you, you know, you were encouraging me. And, you know, others were encouraging me. And at the end of the day, I knew my son needed his daddy to fight for him. Because if I quit, then all he had to look forward to was what he was dealing with on his other side. And I knew I couldn't do that to him. I wouldn't do that to him. But it was hard. I'm not going to say it wasn't easy. It was easy. It wasn't easy. But at the end of the day, God never promised me easy. And he gave me the responsibility to be this child's earthly father. And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to fight this system to the bitter end. And so pray for me, folks. Pray for us. We're going to have a press conference out here on social media. You can go to Justice for Christian, Justice, the number for Justice for Christian. You can go right there on Facebook, or you'll see a page that we created so that you can follow the story and what's going on. You can be supportive and know that this might not be happening to you if you're listening, but Dr. King once said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Mm-hmm. And folks, if they'll do it to my son, Christian Slim, they'll do it to you or your kids or your neighbor's kids. At the end of the day, we must come together as freedom-loving Christian Americans or whatever you call yourself. If you believe in freedom, this is something that should enrage you.
You know, I tell, it's very hard to get guys, it's very easy to get discouraged, let's put it that way. You know that. You know, you've got the weight of the court. It's like the IRS coming against you. It's very hard to fight. But you know what? I would say this. Those kids didn't ask for you. Right? You made the choice to have those children. You made the choice to be with that woman. You need to fight for your children, men. You need to keep fighting for your children to make sure you do the right thing. Anyway, we'll finish up with Stacey right after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Gempapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. You listen to Real Flat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. Texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation. Listen, sign up for the text messages. Some of you don't like the emails, and I get it. I don't like a whole bunch of emails either, okay? Let's not be stupid about it. I'm not crazy about them. But what you want to do is you want to text TRS, you know, for the real side, TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and you'll just get a text alert, text notification, the show is starting, what we're going to be talking about, and that kind of thing. So please be involved. Please be engaged. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and you know, we've Stacy's been a friend of the show. I've had him on the show in times past. He's going through a situation that's not unique.
There's nothing, and I hate to put it this way, but truly, there's nothing special about what he's going through, because a lot of other people, a lot of other men, have gone through the same thing, because equality doesn't seem to matter when it comes to your kids. Men cannot handle taking care of kids, loving their kids, and doing what's right by their kids. Just ask the judge that Stacy had. Stacy's an executive leader and organizational consultant with over 10 years in political activism, and he was also a former spokesperson for the National Coalition of Black Pastors and Christian Leaders. Stacy, thanks for being with me, and thanks for being willing to tell your story.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks again for, it's really my son's story. The way I look at it, my friend, is that, yes, they put me through something, but the real victim in the situation is this 3-year-old child that I have. Mm-hmm. Who's 3 now. I believe that when the courts discriminate against fathers and enable abuse and enable the alienation of a responsible and a protective dad, yes, the father is being put through something, but the real victim, the worst victim in that scenario is always the child. And it's interesting too, when you talk about equality, when I hear that word, the only thing I think of myself is, yeah, we're living in a generation where they're saying that the government has a right to equally discriminate against dads. equally discriminate against, Christians. You know, the truth is, the two most, in my opinion, my humble opinion, the two endangered species in America today are fathers and the church. And if you are a Christian business owner, or if you are a Christian, religious freedom is always under attack. So to me, it's all bridged together, folks. As my friend said, I didn't take it as though he was trivializing. I didn't take it as though you were trivializing my particular situation. I think what you said was spot on. I think the commonality between my struggle to survive as a father to protect my son, and those across the country to protect themselves and our liberties and our God-given rights is the same. And those of us who are fighting for religious freedom, it's the same fight, folks. The reason why it's the same fight, and Rick and I were come on, baby. I know every now and then somebody will hear me say something in the background. That's because my son is curled up next to me, and he's trying to grab the phone out of my hand. All right. So it's the same fight, folks, because it's the same people who are opposing our rights. The same people who are opposing our religious freedom are the same people who are trying to destroy the meaning, the necessity and the value of the father, because essentially it's the same people who are trying to destroy the reality of God and the world that we live in. So we need to understand what's really, this is part of a larger agenda to essentially destroy the family. And I'm not saying this to be cliche. I truly, listen, you've known me for a long time, brother. You know, I've been standing up for religious freedom and constitutional rights for a long time. So I really mean what I say, folks. I'm not saying this just because I'm on this show. I live it, I breathe it, I eat it, I believe it. So at the end of the day, our freedom is under attack. And this is just a part of that larger issue that we're dealing with. And so I really beg of the listeners, you know, take this seriously. Take this seriously. They're coming after our kids. They're coming after our churches. They're coming after us. You know, they're coming after our privacy. Yep. They're coming after our rights. And so we've got to stick together. We've got to stick together. And the local media is not covering this, right? So anybody who's listening, if you can help get this word out, get this story out, get this issue out to major media, I don't care whether it's Fox. Let's get it out there. They don't care.
Listen, I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you had showed up, okay, and you had said, listen, I've had a change of heart. I'm now identifying as a black female who smokes dope, okay, and I promise to put my son Christian in a strip club so that he could do some drag queen dancing at 2:00 in the morning. They would have praised you. You got that kid in New York who was in the strip club at night, and Child Protective Services there didn't go anywhere near that kid. And I'm saying to myself, you know, you know what the Bible says. When right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right. You know, Jesus, next Tuesday wouldn't be too soon, my friend, my Lord. So This is crazy.
And first of all, let's make it clear to everybody that's listening, I'm not desperate enough to do that. I'm not desperate enough to actually do that. But he's out the door. But they don't know that, so I gotta say that. I gotta get that out the way. Like, hey guys, your point is well taken. And listen, at the end of the day, I agree with you, and I've been saying, since you put it out there, I'm just gonna say it. At the end of the day, see, these liberal, progressive, activist, demonic judges have to do what they're doing because they are the same ones who are supporting the LGBT agenda to destroy traditional marriage and to destroy the need and the meaning of fatherhood and two-parent homes with a man and a woman. It just so happens, I know we don't have a lot of time, but it just so happens that the judge in my case, up until January, we have a different judge now, FKB, you're going to love this, folks. She had a woman, a lesbian, in her courtroom who's married, since Michigan is a so-called same-sex marriage state, she had a woman married to another woman representing fathers in her courtroom. So go figure that one out.
You know,
I mean, that just tells you something about the radicalism and the mindset of this judge, F.K. Beam. It's ridiculous. Needless to say, when I found that out, I fired her.
Wow.
I got rid of her, so, yeah.
You know, listen, I got to tell you something, though. You flew over something there a minute ago. You and I have both been through this kind of thing, and some other people have, too. Encouragement and support. You know, people, there's times as a dad when you're beating this up and people are coming at you and you're going, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. Maybe I'm putting my son through too much of this stuff or my kids through too much, you know, going through this, you know, and you run out of resources, man, because the government's got more resources you could ever come up with. And they're coming at you.
That's right.
And those few people, right? It doesn't take 1,000. It takes a few people, man. You know what the right thing to do here is. You keep fighting. We're praying for you. We're praying with you. Those things, and when you get to those moments, you go, you know what? They're right. Just a little reminder.
And I had those
God's
moments.
With you.
And I had those moments. I had those moments.
Everybody
absolutely
does.
True. My God,
yep.
Listen, my God, sister, I know we have a lot of time. I'm going to tell you something. There was a point, like the Bible talked about Elijah, when Elijah had, you know, heard about Jezebel, and he started running. He just for a little bit. He forgot about the power of God, and he was ready to run and quit. And at the end of the day, I felt that same way. There was a moment. There was a time when they had me right there. And I remember sitting in my car, and I called my God, Sister Priscilla, and I was crying. And I told her, I said, listen, I can't do this anymore. I just can't. I'm done. I can't take anymore. I'm walking away from this, you know. And my sister, keep in mind, my sister is an evangelical. She's a Christian. She's a gospel singer. Folks, I want y'all to know, she talked to me in such a way I didn't even know she knew words like that. I had no idea she even knew words like that. She gave me a piece of her mind, and she was on the phone, and she was emotional. She told me, you can't quit. You cannot quit. Your son, and I needed to hear that, and I got that second win, man, and I haven't looked back since. And even now I have tremendous support, you know, from Pastor Eric Stewart, my pastor of my church, One Life Church. It's just, you know, God is bringing people around me, and you're gonna love this. Even local city councilwoman Monica Galloway. I mean, God is bringing people around my son now from all over the state of Michigan, and I'm just watching the hand of God, and I'll just use this, I'll just share the scripture with you before we close, where in Chronicles he said, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro the whole earth, seeking whose heart is sincere toward him, that he might show himself strong on his behalf. So yes, we might run out of money, folks. Yes, we might sometimes run out of energy, but one thing for sure, that God has it when we don't. He has resources and we don't, and if we just hold on to that, we hold on to God's, you know, God's word, God's promises, I still believe, and I really mean this, I still believe, and I'm living it, and I'm seeing it, I still believe that, as King said, truth is forever on the throne. You know, God is there keeping the will of his own, and no lie can last forever. So hang in there. If you're going through this, somebody listening, if you're going through this, hang in there.
You will.
Don't compromise.
Nope.
No matter what it looks like, don't compromise. Don't agree to something when you know you're not wrong. You know, look up the Facebook page, Justice for Christian. Justice, the number 4 Christian. station. You know, like that page, listen to your touch.
You got to talk us out here in a minute. All right, I'll give them information for you to get, for them to see what you got going on, and get a link to your video. You know, God bless, Stacy. You know how to keep up the fight, and we're believing for a great report over the next few weeks, few months, and what have you. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.